when we talk on this show, it's usually about dealing with pressure, being at your best when it matters most. And there are increments as we study education. We know kids are so deeply impacted, in particular in their early years, ages 3, 4, 5 to 8, even more so than later. Jim, how much does your organization focus on those first baby steps, if you will, in terms of youth sports?
Very much. If you think about why kids drop out of sports, and they drop out in droves because they're not having a good experience, lots of times it's because of fear. You know, you think about a kid coming to try out for the first time, and or maybe just their first practice. There's a lot of nervousness there. One of the key tools that we teach coaches is a team mistake ritual. So kids are out there. Now, maybe there's only 13 people watching the game, but it feels like they're on display for the whole world. And they're so nervous about making a mistake. If you're thinking about not making a mistake, you're not thinking about making the play. So the maybe the most important thing a coach can do for a team of athletes is to say it's okay to make a mistake. In fact, John Wooden's famous statement, the team that makes the most mistakes is going to win. And he said, because I wanted doers on my team. People are going to push the action. And when you're aggressive and push the action, you make mistakes, but you also control the agenda. So by making it okay to make a mistake and then having a physical anchor for that, so a kid gets a ground ball, throws the ball over the first baseman's head, and is feeling shame at making that mistake, looks at his coach, and the coach gives him a flush sign, like he's flushing a toilet. And the team mistake ritual is, flush your mistakes and move on to the next play. It's okay, flush it. Get ready for the next play. That frees kids up to focus on making the play, not on worrying about not making the play. And the nice result, the paradoxical result, is that kids make fewer mistakes when they're told and they really believe it's okay to make a mistake.